This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit this afternoon. During his meeting, Prime Minister Modi said his visit to Russia in the last 3 months reflects their close coordination and deep friendship. He said the relations between the two countries will get better with the opening of the new consulate in Kazan.
मैं आपकी मित्रता, गर्मजोशी भरे स्वागत और आतिथ्य सत्कार के लिए हार्दिक आभार व्यक्त करता हूं। मेरे लिए खुशी की बात है कि ब्रिक्स समिट के लिए कजान जैसे खूबसूरत शहर में आने का अवसर मिला है। इस शहर के साथ भारत के गहरे और ऐतिहासिक संबंध रहे हैं। कजान में भारत के नए कॉन्सुलेट के खुलने से ये संबंध और मजबूत होंगे।
On the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi said India is in constant touch on the issue of the ongoing conflict. He reiterated India's stance that the Russia-Ukraine conflict should be resolved in a peaceful manner. He said New Delhi fully supports the early return of peace and stability with a priority on humanitarian efforts. He added that India is ready to provide all possible cooperation in the times to come in this direction. Speaking on the occasion, President Putin welcomed the Indian government's decision to open its consulate in Kazan. Prime Minister Modi reached the Russian city this afternoon on a two-day visit to take part in the summit beginning tomorrow. The theme of the summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. India and Singapore have agreed to enhance industry cooperation, especially in niche domains such as automation and artificial intelligence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Singapore's Minister of Defence Dr. Ng Eng Hen co-chaired the 6th India-Singapore Defence Ministerial Dialogue in New Delhi today. Both ministers expressed satisfaction with the growing defence cooperation between the two countries. Both sides agreed to boost defence cooperation in emerging areas like cybersecurity. They also agreed to extend the bilateral agreement on joint military training for the next 5 years. During the meeting, the Defence Minister of Singapore acknowledged that India is a strategic voice for Asia's peace and stability. The bilateral relationship was recently elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership between Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Singapore. Today's meeting assumes significance against the backdrop of India marking a decade of its Act East policy, in which Singapore has played a key role in promoting economic cooperation and developing strategic connectivity with countries in the region. The filing of nominations has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase election in Maharashtra, with the issuance of notification today. Voting in the two states will be held on the 20th of next month. Nominations can be filed till the 29th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of October. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 1st November in Jharkhand and the 4th of November in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. The domestic benchmark indices ended today with a sharp fall of more than 1%. The BSE Sensex tanked 930 points or 1.15% to close at 80,221, while the NSE Nifty plunged 309 points or 1.25% to settle at 24,472. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange also logged losses. The mid-cap index slumped over 2.5% and the small-cap index declined by 3.8%. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team will take on host Malaysia in a group stage match in a short while from now. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is gaining strength in the Bay of Bengal and is heading towards Odisha coast to make a landfall on the intervening night of this Thursday and Friday. The Indian Meteorological Department today released a new possible track of the impending severe cyclonic storm, which is likely to hit Odisha coast near Balisar and Bhadrak or Bhitarkanika in Kendrapara. And with that, we end this news bulletin.